Today, we welcome to the program Gail Carvalho, president of the Quincy Education Association, to speak about question two on the November 5th ballot, which, if passed, would eliminate the MCAS as a graduation requirement for public high school students here in Massachusetts. So, Gail, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. As we talked just before we started recording today, really wanted to get both sides of this issue out to the public so they can make an informed decision about this really important topic, right? I know that the state teachers union has come out in favor of question two. So is the teachers union here in Quincy in support of that also?
Well, I will be honest, The QEA itself has not taken a position for or against this. However, we do take our cues from the MTA on this matter. I think if you went and asked a good swath of our 975 members, they would tell you that this test, especially at the 10th grade level, when it is a high stakes graduation requirement, becomes problematic for so many of our kiddos. We are looking with the elimination of one point here, right? The graduation requirement is the only component that we're looking to eliminate. This is a very simple, fix. We're looking to eliminate the MCAS graduation requirement, not the exam. We believe that you cannot reduce learning to a series of multiple choice questions, that students have a variety of ways to show how they learn. They can show that in a variety of different data points, whether it's a classroom exam, whether it is a group project, whether it is an essay, whether it's a PowerPoint or a video, all of those things that our kiddos do every single day at school, those are actually what show true learning. That's what shows mastery of a subject matter, not a multiple choice test.
Right. I have spoken to other teachers, as you suggested, and they fully agree with you on that point, that they're just teaching to the test. And a lot of them told me they feel like they're actually not teaching as well or as much as they could to the students because they're limited to the parameters of the MCAS test.
I'd agree with that. I actually taught 9th and 10th grade inclusion-based English at Quincy High School for 13 years. I was in a classroom. I was paired with a special educator. We co-taught that class. We had these groups that we basically stayed with for a two-year loop, and our goal was to shepherd them through this process. We spent a lot of time building up confidence. We spent a lot of time, teaching the certain types of multiple choice questions that these kiddos would encounter, the manner in which they should write open response paragraphs. We broke things down. And we did spend a lot of time on this. Time that, as I look at those students of mine and all the paths that they took after they exited high school with the diploma in hand, they were able to go into the military. They were able to go into a trade. They were able to go off to school, off to a four-year or two-year college, if that's what they chose to do. I think what we're missing here is that test on a one or two-day period in the 10th grade should not, it's reductionist. It takes everything that they've learned up to that point and put it into that test. It does not make sense to anyone who spends time with children every single day in a classroom, trying to teach them how to critically think, how to prepare for the real world, and actually communicate with others, which is the most important thing that we can give our kiddos.
So, as you're well aware, the argument against is that it eliminates a state standard. So it creates, different standards for each community and then puts those kids at a disadvantage. How do you react to that?
Well, I mean, the state sets the standards. We have curriculum frameworks and standards for every grade level from pre-K to 12. We know what our educators who are professionally trained need to do in order to get their kids, their students to meet those benchmarks. Our children are assessed in a variety of ways, and the MCAS isn't going away. This is one small component that we just feel isn't actually indicative of a kid's right to move along, right? We want every kid to be successful. I did hear your, when you interviewed Carrie Rodriguez, she said that, getting rid of this would make a high school diploma meaningless. I would argue the exact opposite is true. Our students now who are struggling to pass this test, what we will see are those students who that diploma holds a high level of value to them and their families. So to deny them the diploma, if they've met every other requirement, if they've attended for the high school for 4 years, they've achieved everything in the classroom, and you're saying for because of 2 days of a test that they don't get a diploma seems heartless and incredibly lacking empathy for families and their children.
Yeah, what do you know, Gail? What does happen to those students that don't pass the MCAS and don't get a high school diploma? Do we have any sense for what happens to them and how many there are?
Sure. I think last year there was roughly around 700 students across the state who received what's called a certificate of attainment or attendance. And that basically says you showed up for 4 years and you did all the work we asked you to do, but you couldn't pass this test. And for a lot of those kids, those are our English language learners, which is a growing population here in Quincy. It is children of color who historically have struggled on any, standardized test that's developed by white people, let's be honest, and also our children with learning differences and disabilities. And these are the students that the MTA, and all of my members certainly feel we need to protect the most. And giving them the ability to show in other ways that the MCAS is one data point that would be used along with their grades, with their coursework, with teacher feedback, that is actually much more holistic and shows the entire value and of what a child's work has been.
Yeah, so I mean, as you pointed out, this question simply eliminates the graduation requirement. It does not eliminate the test itself. So students will still take it in the 10th grade. And for students who don't pass it in the 10th grade, do teachers take that information and say, okay, here's some areas we have to work on with this particular student?
Absolutely right. And that is, again, the district would need, if the graduation requirement goes away, the district would need to certify that the student had met all of the requirements that are part of the Quincy Public Schools. I am confident that our district would do that. I believe that they would want every student who receives a diploma from the Quincy Public Schools to meet the requirements set by the school committee and the administration.
Yeah. In your opinion, Gail, does the MCAS test need to be redesigned, retailored, to more holistically represent a student's academic prowess?
So as somebody who taught English, I think that a big part of the 9th and 10th grade curriculums is getting children and getting students to think critically about what they're reading, to be able to break it down and then make critical arguments, be able to establish an argument, to compare and contrast information that they're receiving. All those things that if we have a plumber come to the house, we get two plumbers, they come, they both give us an estimate. We as the homeowner need to decide, right? Which estimate is the best for us, whether it's price or the personal relationship you have with someone, and the quality of the work and the references. You take all that information and you decide. You're not going to be able to show that on an MCAS test. The woman from the parents' union also brought up equating the MCAS to a driving test, and I'll be honest, that the MCAS re graduation requirement only penalizes one person, and that's the student who struggles to pass it. It does not penalize someone else in a crosswalk in another motor vehicle, and I struggle with that argument quite a bit, quite honestly. I feel, again, there's a real lack of empathy and understanding about what some of our kids are going through every single day.
Yeah, it's also that, I mean, there are different driving standards for states as well.
True
So,
enough.
yeah.
True enough.
I personally have not looked at an MCAS. I don't really know,
Yeah.
what it entails. Is there an essay portion where a student could actually,
Yes.
reflect and
So
deep
when I
into something?
began, yeah, when I began teaching Joe, there was what we called the 10th grade 5-paragraph essay.
Okay.
And the essay prompt always had the same structure. It was talking about a character in a book, and they would put the character in a book in a situation and say, sometimes a character needs to go on a journey to find out some inner truth about themselves. So in a book you've read, and then they would go through tell us about the journey, tell us what they learned, and how it applies to the book as a whole. So for a long time, English teachers got very good at breaking those prompts down and explaining how to help kids learn to write that essay. That has gone away. The 5-paragraph essay has gone away. They are, and again, everything used to be on paper. Now everything is on the computer. There are shorter essays, maybe 3 paragraphs or long 1-paragraph essay responses, and they're always based on a reading prompt that is on the computer. So what we're seeing now are students who are struggling to read it on the computer and then put it in writing also on a computer, along with the multiple choice tests, the questions that sometimes don't always, are intentionally tricky. So the writing style has changed, and that's fine. Like people, we're professional educators. We understand how to teach reading and writing. We can do that. But should we? Is the fundamental question here. Should we be teaching to a test instead of teaching children and students how to really become intellectually curious, how to think critically for themselves, and how to communicate with the world? And if we are doing that, then probably they're going to be just fine in whatever endeavor they choose after they leave the Quincy Public Schools.
Yeah. Do you know what I asked Carrie Rodriguez the same question with regards to students in private schools and what they have to achieve in order to graduate? Is it similar, or is there a test for that as well? Do you know?
I mean, quite honestly, I'm a public school teacher, and I was a public school parent. My children have moved on into the wide world, but I will say that as far as I know, regardless of whether or not they have to take a multiple choice test at some point in a private school career, it is not a graduation requirement for them. So, a parent with means and opportunity who thinks that their child might not do well on this test certainly has an off-ramp in a way that many of our students here in Quincy will not. And, we could argue, of course, many merits of public versus private education, and I won't do
Right.
that
Yeah. Not
today.
the forum for
Yeah.
that exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now, Gail?
No, I would say that I would hope that that voters would understand that what we are looking for here is a way to help the neediest students here in Massachusetts. We have a phenomenal public school system. It is the best in the nation. And this test is one of only 8 states that has an actual high-stakes test as a graduation requirement. All states have some sort of graduation requirements. To say to eliminate this graduation requirement would be to eliminate any graduation requirement for the state of Massachusetts, I think is slightly misleading. So parents, teachers, of course, the School Counselors Association, the Mass State School Committee Association, and the Mass Nurses Association and pediatricians across the state, all believe that this test does not need to be a graduation requirement for our students. And let's take this burden off their plate and make it a data point and not a requirement.
All right. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about this, and we'll look to see what happens on November 5th.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it.